then go ahead. Pay it. Pay as you have to, knowing full well why you're paying and what you're getting for it, why your life will be better for paying this price than it would be for not paying it. You have nothing to regret because you know where to draw the line, at what point it would have been more profitable to turn down the settlement, so you don't afterward have to say, was it too much? Once having acted on this basis, there's no reason to feel regret afterward, to doubt your decision. Now, that doesn't mean you won't have what I've called withdrawal symptoms, those pangs that occur afterward, after having made the gigantic decision, perhaps the missing of something that you have now given up, good or bad, that you had accepted as part of your life for such a long period of time. But you can, you can view the withdrawal symptoms impersonally, saying to yourself, I knew I would probably feel this way, so I'm not surprised that I'm feeling these pangs. But I know why I have made the move I have, and for that reason, it far outweighs the slight discomfort that I'm feeling at this time. In that way, you won't have to run to try to undo your acts every time you feel one of these pangs and give up everything you've worked to accomplish. Now, the goal of all this, I feel, is to get your house in order, work towards simplicity in your life, to try to reduce the essential elements of your life to those things that have relevance to your happiness, those things that are meaningful in your life. In the kind of economy we live in the kind of social structure, in the kind of moral codes that prevail, it is very easy to introduce complications into your life. It's very easy to get married at 18 and have 6 children before you're even 20. The state will help you if you don't know how to do it. The point is, before you even know what the nature of yourself is, you find yourself hooked into all kinds of long-term commitments and complications. And it is so easy to do so, as I say, because of the environment in which we find ourselves. That takes no responsibility away from you, because you're the one that will have to suffer the consequences. So the reason and the justification are no excuse, because the consequences will still be there. But it is easy to understand how this can happen in all aspects of our lives, to take on complications in business and so forth, to just leap into them, to take them to our breasts and say, give me more complications, make my life more complicated, give me something more to worry about, give me another 50-year contract to live out, and so forth, and we just get swallowed up in them. Well, in that kind of a situation, it becomes almost a solid day-by-day task to work towards simplicity, to keep your eye on simplicity, to avoid these things. And it, of course, means that some kind of a liquidation process has to take place at the outset to put yourself in a simplified position to even protect from that point on. You can always take on complications as they seem necessary, but they must be assimilated only one at a time and very carefully, as they appear to be contributing solidly to your happiness rather than to just simply add to all the other things you're going to have to hold up. As you know, you can properly handle them, and that you're not ruling out the possibility of seeing something more important that might become evident tomorrow because you've arranged the complication or the contract in such a way to allow for that contingency, then you can begin to assimilate these things into your life one at a time. But always try to allow yourself the freedom to act positively instead of being continually in the position of having to act to protect the status quo from getting worse, to having to do something today to keep the furniture from being repossessed, or to do something today to keep your business from falling apart, or to do something today to keep the neighbors from devolving upon you and picketing your place, or whatever it may be. Always having to make negative decisions designed merely to protect the status quo. Instead, try to get into the position where your decisions are positive, where you are asking yourself, what can I do now with this time available to me, with these funds available, to add to my life, to bring me something that I haven't had in the past, to give me more happiness than I've had before. Make sure there is some time every week that is yours to use as you choose to do with whatever you want without any preconceived commitments whatsoever. When your schedule is locked tight by a world of commitments, then you're horribly vulnerable to illness, accident, all kinds of problems that can just turn you upside down because you haven't got a moment to spare for them. You make long-term plans, but be sure to periodically return to zero and make sure that those long-term plans are still appropriate. That doesn't mean, though, casting them aside every time someone asks you for a price that you've agreed to pay, but it does mean that periodically, at your initiative, to stop every 6 months or whenever, and sit down and go over